care of business in my own jurisdiction here at my local Target.
Where's your manager?
Can we get you for guest service?
Can you get your manager?
Please stop filming.
Why do you choose to groom young children?
We're not grooming anybody for selling clothing.
You are. You're marketing the children.
Target just called and filed a false police report.
He's refusing to leave.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I'm not refusing to leave. I did not refuse to leave.
Okay.
I'm leaving right now.
Sure.
So, I understand that, but I was leaving. I did not refuse. She called in a report and we have a document. She said he's refusing to leave and I was walking out the door.
Hey, Target! You failed at silencing me, didn't you?
Unfortunately, your sheriff's not going to look favorably upon my stance on grooming children.
And guess what the sheriff's department said? Neener, neener, neener.
Luring children into a section that promotes a sexual preference or homosexuality, I find it to be not only inappropriate, it should be illegal.
We need to call you Targay. I'm a talk show host. I'm a journalist. I'm a loudmouth. And I will not let Target harm our children in this zip code.
Somebody call the cops down here. What's going on?
How many police officers came here? Dude, four! What a ruckus.
Target. I told them not to be grooming our children. I told them to take those LGBTQ ABCDEFG t-shirts down. I'm trying to groom our children here in our zip code. We don't go by that. Homie, don't play that. So we're headed to Target right now just to see if they were following our instructions, the will of the people. I got kicked out last time, but I said I was coming back. So that's what we're doing. Nailed. What's this? What is this? Ready? What's this? Extra small pride dress? What is this? What is this extra small pride dress? This is for children. I don't understand what they're doing.
It's a shirt.
It's a shirt?
Yeah. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
It's for children. It's gay pride stuff for children. You're all right with that?
I don't have an issue.
You don't? Yeah. You were just asking me, you just said, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, what's the big deal? But that's fine. You have your opinion on it. We're cool.
Well, you asked me what the big deal is.
Yeah.
The big deal is that they're grooming children to accept homosexuality. You think it's funny? Hi. Is this for children? Where's your manager? Good morning. I think they know what I'm about to do. Okay, I want to speak to the manager right now. Is that pink dress for little girls, children?
I have the slightest idea.
You don't?
Can you please turn that off?
No.
Okay, you can't film me.
Why
not? Because I said, please not film me.
Last time I came here, I asked that the little children's clothing in the pride section be taken down. Where's your manager? Can you get your manager?
LOD, please, LOD. Please stop filming.
Nope.
Can you come up to guest service, please? Alicia, can you come over here, please?
LOD is libtard of the day.
So LOD is the lead on duty.
Okay.
Yeah, if you guys have a problem with the pride section, that's fine, but you can't be in here harassing people. Okay.
Harassing people?
Is there anything I can help you with?
Who is harassing?
He said you're filming him and he asked you not to.
That's not harassment. He's filming me.
Okay. Is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, I want the children's clothing taken down.
That's not going to happen.
Okay, I'm going to buy it all then.
Okay, I'm not going to allow you to buy any of it.
I'm going
to
buy it.
I'm actually going to deny your purchase, and you're not going to buy anything.
You are?
I am.
Okay. Deny my purchase. Okay. We'll take it now.
Hey, can I get an LOD to the front, please?
LOD?
Leader on duty.
Leader on duty. That's who I want to talk to.
Hey, I'm going to need Joel. I need an ETL.
But this certainly isn't harassment.
Okay, well, if he asked you not to film him, though, he can't
wasn't
film him.
He wasn't filming him. He was filming me.
Okay.
Yeah. So what we have is we have a corporation known as Target that is subscribing to the DEI, you know, the diversity, right?
Right, what?
Inclusion.
I think you're talking to him, not to
and
me.
And equity. Is that what it is? What's your corporate policy? What? Why do you guys choose? Why do you choose to groom young children?
We're not grooming anybody.
You're not.
Selling clothing.
You are. You're marketing the children in the pride section,
okay.
Right?
We're going to wait for a manager, sir. I'm not going to continue this conversation with you.
No, right. You're working for a corporation that's grooming children to accept a sexual preference.
It's your opinion.
That's not my opinion. It's
your
a fact.
Opinion.
That's a fact.
It's an opinion.
That's a fact.
It's an opinion.
Yeah, do you sell cigarettes to young children, too?
We don't sell cigarettes at all.
Oh, you don't sell cigarettes at all?
No.
Right? But
no.
When you did you target?
But do we now currently?
Huh?
Do we now currently? No.
No. So you don't sell cigarettes?
Actually, there's an age limit on cigarettes. So
there is.
It doesn't make any sense.
How you doing, sir?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I came here the other day.
Okay.
And I asked the manager to take down all the clothing.
Gotcha.
Targeting children.
Okay.
And I said, I'm coming back. And here it is. For instance, this one right here. There she is, Amanda.
Hello, sir.
I came in the other day and I asked you not to be marketing your pride clothing to children.
Sir.
Did I not?
Sir, you are welcome to protest in whatever way you feel fit, but
you
cannot do it on Target property.
Can I buy these?
No. I already told you can't buy anything. I already denied your purchase.
You did. What about her? She's the manager.
Sir.
Can I buy all these?
No, sir.
No?
Nope.
Why not?
It is our AP's recommendation that we
what
do not allow the sale. Asset protection.
Mm-hmm.
It is our security team member's recommendation that we do not allow the sale, so I am
what's the reason for that? Are you discriminating against me because I'm heterosexual?
Absolutely not, sir.
Is that what you're doing?
Absolutely not.
It's discriminatory.
Absolutely not, sir.
You know, I'm denying your marketing to children. That's what I'm doing. I'm protesting that.
Okay.
I've been asking you guys not to do that.
Okay.
It's not appropriate.
Sure. We hear your concerns. Those decisions are not made here in the store.
I would be happy
to give you the corporate line.
What zip code are you selling children's clothing to market a sexual preference to? What zip code?
There is no zip code that I'm aware of, sir.
We're in Cincinnati.
Sure.
Okay. So your corporate headquarters is grooming children in our zip code.
Sir, I'm not engaging in this conversation anymore.
Why not? You're marketing to children for a sexual preference.
I am not engaging
that's
in this conversation
grooming
any longer.
Ultimately.
Sir.
Sexual preferences on any
there aren't. Clothing. Pride has nothing to do with sexual preference.
What's on this shirt that you're wearing?
It's in the pride section,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And you're marketing, but luring children into the pride section.
Where
to make
do you
it,
see any children?
Where are the children? Where are they? Where are they?
Where are
did any purchase any of these shirts?
I don't know.
Sir, we are not engaging in this conversation any longer. I am asking you to leave. You are being verbally trespassed. If you return to the store, you will be escorted out by police.
That's the
you are causing a disturbance to our store.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm causing a disturbance. Absolutely.
I'm asking you to leave.
Because you're grooming children.
I'm asking you to leave.
Okay.
I'm not engaging
it's
in this
It's a sexual preference.
Okay,
you look like a lesbian.
I am a lesbian.
Yes, okay,
and
go.
I'm proud
go ahead.
Of it.
Have at
I'm
it.
Proud of
sir,
it.
It's time to go.
You're an adult.
And I'm married.
Sir, it's time to go.
Lovely
you're
lady.
An adult.
No, I knew I was gay when I was 18.
Alicia, can you
you're
go to
an
place?
Adult.
Yeah.
No, I'll leave.
Okay.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. Thank you.
I just wanted to be courteous to her.
Thank you, sir.
I'm gonna buy a pride shirt.
No, you should.
Okay,
I have no problems, ma'am. I don't want you to be offended by what I'm saying here.
Sir, it's
I have a problem with marketing to children.
They're not
adults.
Marketing to children.
Oh, they're not.
Have
you don't
nine,
think so.
I have
it's time to leave,
who
sir.
Are 18
okay.
years old. They
hey,
are
call
gay.
The police.
Okay. And you say that what is on that shirt has nothing to do
folks, this conversation
with accepting,
is over. This conversation
with accepting
is
over. Sexual preference.
I don't think this is anything wrong. It's our society. We have to accept
it. It is our society. It is. Yeah, and we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it, especially as it relates to attracting children, luring children, and making it acceptable to children. So, anyway,
sir.
She approached me. I wanted to be courteous.
Sure. Thank you for your time.
He's refusing to leave.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
I'm sorry, I'm not refusing to leave. I did not refuse to leave.
Okay.
I'm leaving right now.
Sure. Thank you.
That's a lie. I'm not refusing to leave. I'm leaving right now. That's a lie. You just called in a false report. Okay. Because I am leaving.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Target markets to children, grooms children in the pride section. They're kicking me out because they don't want me speaking to customers about that. I oppose it. I'm leaving. And you're lying to the police. Okay? Make sure that's recorded on 911. I'm not refusing to leave. I'm leaving. And that's why we're recording.
Have a good day, sir.
Do you think you can silence me by kicking me out?
Have a good day, sir.
Oh, I will.
Thank you.
I'm going to have a good day.
Have a great one.
Yeah. I'm going to have a great day. Do you think you can silence me by kicking me out?
Have a good day, sir.
You think you can silence me?
Have a good day.
Okay. Refusing to leave the store. It's not true. Ladies and gentlemen, it is inappropriate to target young children. Go keep it.
I was in the store. You guys were called, actually. I haven't recorded, which is the reason why I'm recording. Hi, how are you? I'm a talk show host. I'm a content producer. I have a show. I'm recording the video. I showed up here and spoke to the manager the other day. And I asked her to come and take down because I had a problem with them grooming young children with clothing, you know, for sexual preferences. And I asked her to take it down. I said, I'll come back. And she escorted me out of the store. Same thing happened today, but she, I guess, the security picked up the phone and called me. You know, and I did not refuse to leave.
Well, they asked you to leave 10 minutes prior. You're still circling the parking lot.
No, I'm trying to find an out of periphery area where I can exercise my First Amendment right.
Okay, but this is all private property, though, so they can ask you to leave, and then when you're circling the parking lot, though, that's what you're trying to say.
What was your name? What's your name?
Pete Santo.
Pete?
Yeah.
So Pete, Target can say, hey, we don't like you because you're wearing a blue shirt. They don't really have to have a reason. They're private business.
Yeah.
I can say, hey,
you go on the outskirts of their property.
We don't like you because you're wearing a blue shirt. You got to leave. And then you got to leave there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So the call came out over 10 minutes ago, and you're still circling the parking lot as we pull up with loudspeakers.
No, actually, we're looking for an outer periphery area where I can be heard. I'm exercising my First Amendment rights, but I'm going to be on the outskirts. I'm not going.
Okay, but here's the problem that's going to happen, though, okay? I get what you're saying, and you have the right to free speech. We're not arguing that point.
That's all I'm going
to
do.
But this, all of this is private property. So, like, let's say you go over here to Wendy's parking lot and do it here, and they call us, and we're in the same boat again. You see what I'm saying, okay? So how can we
avoid that? Can we take that corner right there? We'll take that corner right there.
So you're just going to end up getting trespassed from all these different places, you understand?
If they ask me to leave, then I'll leave right away. And I did here, too. We have a document. I was walking out.
So we're also going to document in our system here that you're trespassing Target. So let me talk to them because it might be all Targets after this.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to them. We're going to see exactly what time this call came out. Like I said, when I pulled up, you're still circling the parking lot on the loudspeaker preaching the Target thing, which is fine.
Yeah.
But if they don't want you here because you're
I left the building right away. Well, no, I'm sorry. A lady approached me and asked me a question, and I addressed her, and then we walked out, and it wasn't 10 minutes. We were walking out and had it on.
It doesn't matter if it's in the parking lot or in the middle. It's still in front.
So we're kind of going on.
I understand that, but I was leaving. I did not refuse. She called in a report, and we have a document. She said he's refusing to leave, and I was walking out the door. I was not refusing to leave. Absolutely.
We're just kind of going by what information we have. So, you know, our dispatch time was like 10 minutes ago, so we still get here.
My report time shows everything. And I was not refusing to leave in any way, shape, or form, nor would I. I'm not a lawbreaker. Okay?
So what is your plan now, then?
My plan is to go to the outer periphery without being trespassed or if somebody wants to go to the
Okay.
Yeah, I'll totally respect. I'll respect them too.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
and they said stop recording. I said no, absolutely not, for this exact reason, that if I ever need to defend myself from what she lied on the telephone about, I have to protect myself.
Yeah, like I said, we can only operate on the information we got. So we weren't here, we didn't see what was going on,
yes, sir.
So.
Yes, sir.
You know, and like kind of what he was saying is, you know, 10 minute dispatch time, we get here, you're still here. So
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, I'm going to be here on the outer perimeter.
Okay. Okay. Talking about at 5:27, and you're refusing to leave.
I was not refusing to leave.
I was at 5:40. That's 13 minutes later.
As I was walking out the door, and it's on my recording.
Yeah, I'm going to get
home. Okay.
Yeah.
As I was walking out the door, she's reporting that I'm refusing to leave, and that was a lie.
They called 911. They talked to us.
There was no reason to do that.
I had agreed to leave.
Why would they call me?
Because they said you were refusing to leave.
That's not true.
The dispatcher received that call at 5. Did I say 5:23?
I'm not sure. The only reason why I was in there any longer than
5:27. So then I get here and see you guys circling the parking lot still at 5:40. You know what I'm saying? Because 13 minutes later, you hear where I'm coming from?
Yeah, not circling the parking lot.
I'm looking
for a place that I can protest. Peaceably. With my feet.
Yeah, that'd be a public place, not a private.
Right. I'm going to go right there.
Yeah, it's still privately in. That's all I'm saying. You're going to have to trespass from all these places.
If they don't have a problem with it, can I stay there?
Yeah, that's up to them. That's a private business.
Yeah. So we'll go right there. I don't want to interfere.
Sir, do you have an ID on you as well?
Does he need an ID?
Yeah, because he's going to be trespassing from parking.
We need to show ID to be trespassed.
Yeah.
I'm the one being trespassed.
I already have your info because you come back to the car. So you're trespassed, but apparently, since you come to the rubber, he's going to be trespassed as well.
He's my employee.
What's up?
He's working for me.
I understand.
He's never refused to leave. Ever. Neither did I.
Either.
So you need to trespass him?
Like I said, they can say they don't like it for any reason they want. It's, you know what I mean? So if you own a business, you own this place right here, you don't like me because I'm a deputy or whatever, you can say, hey, you're not welcome.
Not only did I leave, sir, with all due respect, okay, this is exactly why I report this. Because of exactly what you're about. She called you. I never refused to leave, ever.
Here.
I was walking out the door. And she said, he's refusing to leave. And we have it right on that recording.
So, that's good. You should have recorded
that. Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. Because
we're saying today's world.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
What I'm saying is, either way, they don't have to have a reason.
No, I respect it. It's their private property. I respect the private property rights. I also respect my right to continue to protest. And I brought speakers because I knew she was going to do that. And I told her I was coming back.
Expected, right?
Yes. Yeah, right.
Before you ever came to do that, you probably expect.
But I brought the speakers because I was going to go to the outer periphery. And when we were circling around there, I was going to go to the outer periphery. I was going to go right there on that corner.
Yeah.
Okay. But we were out of the store. Okay. I'll be trespassed. I'm not going to come back here anyway. I've already expressed my opinion. The whole thing is, and the reason why I'm recording it, I have no problems with their pride section. They got they're luring young children in. And I said, if Target Corporation is going to do that, it's a corporation, that's fine. But in my zip code, I don't approve of that. I told the manager, and I said, I would ask you to take it down, and I'm going to come back. And she said, sir, you're going to have to leave. And I left. And I came back, and they said, you need to leave. And I was leaving. And the only reason why she picked up the phone is because the lady started asking a question. I was arrested. I didn't want her to be offended by what I was saying because she was an adult. So I was having a conversation with her. But then I turned around to leave. She was on the phone to you guys saying I was refusing to leave. And I shouted it out. I said, that's a lie. I'm not refusing to leave. I'm on this recording. And make sure that goes over 911. I'm walking out the door. Okay? So I'm sorry you had to be inconvenienced by this.
Regardless, I am going to need his information to his trespass.
Because he's being trespassed?
Yeah.
I don't understand how they get two for the price of one.
It's not my business. You know what I mean? It's kind of like...
Can we pull over?
If I go over to your house and you don't like me and my partner,
he wasn't even...
Even if I'm the only one that you got an issue with, you can trespass my partner. Do you know what I'm saying?
He wasn't involved in the discussion. He was just reporting. Thankfully. You know? Because...
Like I said, they don't have to have a reason. They can say they don't like the color of your shirt or your shoes or whatever.
I understand and respect that. which is why I left.
What about the arraigned though?
Do you want to be trespassed? Are you okay with being trespassed from Target?
You are?
I guess he's okay with it. I'm not coming back.
Is this their property right here?
It's a shared drive access.
I know, it's still theirs.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Just for now, until we figure this out. Let's get out of this driveway.
Yeah, I want to make good use of the time because I want everybody to know in the general vicinity that Target just called and filed a false police report that I refused to leave. And I did not refuse to leave. I was walking out the door. Thankfully, I have everything recorded. Do you want me to go to the corner there, sir?
I can hear you on my radio, brother. Let's go over here to see if Target's working in the middle of the drive-thru.
Target, ma'am, I did not want to offend you, okay? Have a nice day. That's why I was talking to you. You're an adult. You have a right.
She ran that stuff.
To wear your colors.
Hear what I'm saying to you. So you're still, we just talked about this, right? You're still on Target.
Is it Target right now?
Yeah, okay. You just asked that, and I answered.
You said we're
in a
public.
Your microphone. I appreciate that at all.
You said we're in a.
Let's go ahead and get back in the car and go over to Z-Parts.
Okay, good.
Before we make this a bigger issue.
Oh, no, we don't want to move.
Okay, let's go.
No, this is a straight First Amendment issue. It's not
a trespassing issue for us, right?
I'm not interested.
So let's not get back on the microphone while we're here still on Target property. That's the whole reason why we're here. You know what I'm saying?
I asked you.
Let's get back in the car and go to the side.
Sort of, right? Yeah, that's the only reason why I grabbed it. You said it was kind of sort of.
So yeah, they haven't been clear yet if it's this Target or all Targets. But I just got to let you know you guys are trespassed. So.
Yeah, I have a pretty
big, I understand you.
I have a really big show, okay? And I'm going to make it very well known. I'm not going to Target. I'm going to call for an absolute all-out boycott, as everyone else not to go. So being trespassed is not a problem at all. Okay.
Just making sure you understand what I'm saying, where I'm coming from.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I mean, I'm lawful compliant, and I'm telling you something right now. What they did was inappropriate. We have a document. When she was on the phone to you saying he's refusing to leave, I'm walking out the door. That's not right. Okay. Can I get your name?
Yeah, I'm Deputy Babs.
Deputy Babs, B-A-B-B-S? Okay, sir. Thank you for your service. Sorry to... Did you come here lights and sirens?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No. I hope not.
I'll be with you guys just a minute.
Oh.
Awesome.
Good. So it's just this Target.
Just this Target?
Okay.
Can I put a special request in? Tell them to ban me nationally, okay? And tune in to the Pete Santilli Show, because everyone else is coming with me. Unfortunately, your sheriff's not going to look favorably upon my stance on grooming children in the gay pride section. Unfortunately.
Now, like I said, you know, as far as you're stepping off of Target property and parking right across here like this, I said, there's nothing. It's not your property. You can't tell them to leave there.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, we understand that. And I said, so, you know, that's kind of how it is. I mean, it's you know, you guys are going to do what you're going to do. You know, you're not on Target property anymore, so.
Yeah, no, I'm not about breaking the law. I'm about exercising my First Amendment. The reason why I brought the speakers is because I knew she was going to ask me to leave, and I was going to leave. But that's not going to silence me. So I was going to go to the outer periphery of their property. I was going to be respectful, but still have my voice be heard. That's it. All right. Oh, hey, one thing. Seriously, I'm glad it all worked out. What they did was very inappropriate. That security officer, and I haven't done nothing. We need to make a big issue of it. What she did was right on recording. As I was walking out, she's saying he's refusing to leave, and I said, and I shouted it out to make sure it went over the 911 call over the recording. That was inappropriate. You guys should have never been called out here, is the point.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I have been trespassed from being on Target property. Why? Because I went into Target. I asked the manager last week not to sell children's clothing sexualizing our children in the Pride section. Adults have a right to wear their colors. Adults have a right to choose their sexual preference. I respect that. But I disagree with grooming our children in this zip code. And I'm hereby protesting Target grooming our children. I am protesting loudly. They can kick me out of that place, but they can't silence me. My name is Pete Santilli. I'm a talk show host. I'm a journalist. I'm a loudmouth. And I will not let Target harm our children in this zip code. I will not let it happen. I'm speaking out peacefully. They called the sheriff's department on me and said I refused to leave, and it was a lie. You kicked me out, but you can't keep my mouth shut about your grooming little children. You pedophile enablers. You bunch of pedophile enablers. They tried to silence me, ladies and gentlemen. As you can tell, they failed miserably. They failed. They kicked me out. They called the sheriff's department and lied and said that I refused to leave. And two sheriff's department came at taxpayer expense. And I have it all documented, by the way. Of course, Target doesn't care about their customers. They don't care. They care about your little babies, your grandchildren. That's what they want. They want to lure your babies. I'm sorry to hear that. You should sue them. Everyone should be opposed to the young children's clothing in the Pride section. Okay? Young children should not be lured to a sexual preference on behalf of a nasty pedophile enabling corporation. Thank you. Hey, Target, guess what? It seems like everyone is on my side, even the lesbian. I believe that the lesbian has a right to go get her colors. She's an adult. You're a disgusting bunch of filthy freaking pedophile enablers.
Bunch of pedophile enablers. They are.
Huh? And guess what the sheriff's department said? Neener, neener, neener.
Didn't they?
And I have it on recording. Your little rent-a-cop in there lied to the police on 911.
You fascists using the government to come get me. It failed miserably. Look at, see? I'm out of Target. You could not silence me, could you? You want me to come back in? Would you like me to come back in where it's quieter? Everyone in this parking lot knows you're selling children's clothing to accept homosexuality. Grooming children is inappropriate, you bunch of pedophile enablers. You're disgusting. Huh? Hey, by the way, your manager, he's got a fruitcake shirt on. I agree with his right to wear that fruitcake shirt. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with you taking a man's penis in your ass. But I have a problem with you luring children in, unsuspecting children. To do what to them? Why do you sexualize them? Because you want to abuse them. You want to make money on them. Child sex trafficking is a big problem. There's hundreds of thousands of children that are missing. There's hundreds of thousands of children that have gone missing coming over the border. What about the children, you bunch of libtards? What about the children? You want to slow cook them into being your little slaves, don't you? You're disgusting.
We know, ladies and gentlemen, what homosexuality is. It's doing something very unnatural. That's my opinion. And you have a right to do that. But when you bring your sexuality to young children, the buck stops right here in my neighborhood. You should go in Target and you should protest them selling children's clothing in the homosexual section. That's what it is. It's not gay pride, it's homosexuality. It's an inappropriate sexual act that they want to perform on children. That's what they want to do. You can call it what it is. You can say I'm a crackpot. Yes. Honk your horn if you agree with me. Honk your horn if you agree with me. See, they stopped honking. There you go. What's that? Hey, you know what? Wendy sucks. Wendy sucks. Your Frosty's good, but everything else sucks. Hey, they shouldn't be luring in young children. Seriously, come on. That's not right. I'm not against homosexuality. I have friends and family members that are homosexual. I'm not against that. Right? The adults have a right to wear their colors. Express yourself. Freaking put toys in your ass on the weekend. I don't care. But don't lure young children with your pretty little mermaid dresses, okay? Because you know what they want to do? They bring them into child sex trafficking. Target is helping to facilitate that. Sexualizing our children is not appropriate. Go in there, let your voice be heard. Let these pedophile enablers know that you denounce what they're doing to lure in unsuspecting, vulnerable young children. It's not right. Target, guess what? You didn't need to trespass me. I'm never coming back. Target, guess what? You didn't need to trespass me. I'm never coming back. And I'm going to put you on blast nationally. Tune in to the Pete Santilli Show on Lindell TV, on Rumble. Everybody, make sure you go over to the pedophile section. Over there, the pedophile section's pretty colors. All the children, they're very attracted to it. That's how that works. Come here, little girl. Come here, little boy. Put on your little kitty homosexual shirt and spin around when you least expect it. That's right. It's not just a pride thing. It's a sexual act. Why are you trying to propagate accepting a sexual act upon children? Why are you doing that? You're disgusting. What are you gonna do, call the police? Neener, neener, neener. They said I could stay here. By order of the Grand Poobah. That's right, the Grand Poobah. You shut up. Hey, I have a right to speak. I can't hear you. You need bigger speakers there, homie. You think so, huh? So, oh, nice. You can tell. There he is, the libtard. You can tell the foul language, the middle finger, and picking on my penis. You can tell. There's the lefties. Huh? The leftards. They don't have a problem luring children. Do they? They're either participating in it, or they're making money, or indirectly making money like Target does. Let Target know that you denounce what they do with little children. Right? Hey, Target, everyone's giving me the thumbs up. Everyone's giving me the thumbs up. Except you're ugly. Seriously, you need to switch genders. Go. Go. Switch genders, you're too ugly. You got a problem with that? I just wanted to trigger you libtards. I don't care who the president is. I just want the one that you hate the most. You know who I want? I want Anton from this old box to be the president, okay? I want the people that you hate the most, but I want the person that's going to shut down Target from selling homosexual clothing to kids. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a mixed bag out here in Anderson. You can tell. When the sheriff showed up, I knew I was in trouble because I understand the sheriff. She has a right to me, but the sheriff is a homosexual, so I thought I was in trouble. You can't go against the homosexual agenda with a homosexual sheriff, but I respect that sheriff's right to do whatever carpet munching she wants to do all day long. Oh, we can't talk about that. Oh, we can't talk about homosexuality. We just need to pretty it up with some flags, with some flags, some gay pride flags. Lure the children in. Hi, ma'am. How are you? Thank you. Thumb up. That's right. I'm getting way more thumbs up, Target. Target. We need to call you Target. Target! Hey, Target! You failed at silencing me, didn't you? Huh? How did I know you were gonna... Oh, nice mouth. Nice mouth. Hey! You know what President Trump says? Vagina! He said vagina. Right? That's right. My name is Pete Santilli. Everybody look me up. You can go to WKRPete.com. Tune into my show. I'm going to put Target on blast. Target. Target's going down. Hey, you guys take care. Oh. Many, many more thumbs up. Many, many more thumbs up against, not against homosexuality. That's not what I'm about. I'm against luring children.
Hi, how you doing? Good, how are you? Somebody call the cops down here? What's going on?
Sheriff's barbecue.
Okay. What's the problem?
There's no problem. I went in there. I'm a talk show host and a content producer. I went in there last week and I basically protested the fact they had a pride section and they had children's clothing in there. And I said that's inappropriate. I've lived here in Cincinnati and I thought it was that. They asked me to leave. This time, same thing. They asked me to leave. So I went. I was recording it. She's while as I'm walking out the door, she's saying I'm refusing to leave. So I left and I brought speakers because of my right to peaceably post. Hi, how are you?
All right.
Two sheriffs just came out.
I'm aware.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Do you know why I'm out here or why we got a repeat call?
Actually, they said that I could stay right here. So if I can't stay here, then I need to leave again.
Yeah, I don't know what that is for. I'm still getting the info on that. So the reason I'm out here, and basically the lot that you're in is split jurisdictions between their township and our township, so I don't know 100% what was relayed to him.
Okay.
I know what was relayed to me was that, you know, you're allowed to protest, that's fine, that's your amendment rights.
That's all it is.
The only concern is the complaint was that somebody was cursing in the sentence.
Well, they were. Yeah, there were people that were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see a license plate, anything like that?
No, I don't have a problem. It's just how you deal with it. I'm not going to turn them in for using obscenity. It's not illegal.
Yeah. No, but it is a nuisance.
It's a nuisance, yeah. I mean, you know, that's the price I pay for expressing my opinion, and that's it. And the only thing I'm doing is expressing my opinion about not anti-homosexual. I have a problem with them. Selling children's clothing, you know, luring children in, and I express that.
And that's your right for belief.
And I'm a local, and I said in my zip code, I'm gonna express my, you know, my First Amendment right in opposition to it. And that's it. And I'm gonna be leaving in 5 minutes. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not even gonna be on the speaker anymore.
So somebody called from Target complaining on you, but it wasn't the owner. So unless this owner calls and run you off this property,
right? That's what they told me.
Yeah. I mean, it's like my partner that was here prior.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's You could be bouncing from parking lot to parking lot to parking lot.
Yeah. If somebody asked me to leave, I leave.
I respect that. That's private calls.
The target's there, so it's Z-Bart's.
Yeah, we're done. The reason why I brought the speakers is I knew they were going to ask me to leave. I was going to leave. They have a right to do that. But that's not going to silence me. Okay? That's it.
All right.
Tune in to the Pete Santilli Show.
All right.
Cincinnati.
Is it again?
WKRPete.com.
Oh, okay. Like WKRPete. I get it.
WKRPete.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, gentlemen.
Yeah, you'll love what we do. Yeah, thank you. Target called, by the way? Was it Target that called you? Okay. All right, sorry to bother you. I'm sure you have better things to do. What, how many police officers came here? Dude, 4! Lights and sirens, boo! Huh? What a ruckus. Hey everybody, Pete Santilli here. I'm actually in Cincinnati, Ohio, my zip code, taking care of business in my own jurisdiction, here at my local Target. Last week, came out here to Target, spoke with the manager, asked that manager respectfully and very peaceably, said, could you please take down the children's clothing in the Pride section? I have no problem with adults wearing their colors. They have a right to do that. They have a right to do whatever it is that they want to do, just as long as it's legal, of course. But luring children into a section that promotes a sexual preference or homosexuality, I find it to be not only inappropriate, it should be illegal, okay? It's illegal. It's a grooming of children to cause them to accept what we know becomes a predatory, pedophilic type of grooming of children. It's very inappropriate. I don't like it. I want it to stop. I'm not going to allow it to happen here in my zip code. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I did was I came to the store, came back to the store. I asked to speak to the manager. I went in the section. I even offered to buy up all the merchandise off the shelf. They wouldn't sell it to me because I'm not a child. I didn't want to press the issue. They refused to sell it to me. I asked them if they were discriminating against me for being a heterosexual. Trying to be funny, of course. This is a very serious thing. It is a very serious thing, but I'll tell you what. Here's the bottom line. Let's lift this up here, and then we'll come back to the shot, okay? Look at this over my shoulder. Make sure that shot, you can see those speakers. Target thought that they could silence me, okay? I knew I was going to be ejected from Target. They have private property rights, and I respect that, so I left. But that wasn't going to silence me. Right here, we have some of the loudest speakers known to mankind. Everybody in this parking lot heard my voice, some of whom were oppositional to what I was saying. A lot of the women that were giving me the finger are typically the one that you see at the drive-thru at Planned Parenthood because of their promiscuity on the every single weekend, okay? Those types of women were giving me the finger, okay? Then there was one ugly one, too. I dealt with her. That was on the recording. But, you know, it's just, it's all in fun. You can't cause me to keep silent. You can't give me the big middle finger. You can't have me exit Target and think that I'm going to remain quiet, because I'm not. It's what my show is all about, is speaking out. I expect each and every one of you right now to speak out as well at your local Target. Go to your local Target. Talk to the manager. Be respectful. If they ask you to leave, leave. If you have big speakers, use them. Voice your opinion. What they're doing to children is inappropriate. Now, let's go back to the shot here, okay? So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, at Target. Target, if you pronounce it correctly, right? The French pronunciation is Target. It's okay to be gay as an adult, if that's what you prefer to do as an adult. But to be a predator in the fashion, they're a retail predator. They're trying to lure in and for children to accept homosexuality, and it's inappropriate. Even if it is the family member of a homosexual couple, okay? It should be said to these children that what those people are doing is sexually inappropriate. It's not what God intended for us to do. I can prove it. Round peg, round hole, okay? The other way around, it doesn't work out very well as we were designed to do. That's not only my opinion. It's pretty safe to say that, you know, in the Bible and here on earth, we make babies, and you can't do that over there. So I'm expressing my opinion now. If you want me to, if you want to be in my face with your homosexual agenda, I'm going to be back in your face with my opinion. I will respect every individual's rights. I will. But don't bring me your little social engineering program. And especially, don't try to lure in the young children in my local neighborhood. I'm Pete Santilli. Boycott Targay.